Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. David James comes to the broadcast table to join me, and we will discuss the history of the nation of modern-day Iran. Dave will explain the biblical background of Persia, the Iranians in biblical times. Dave's research also reveals how the Persians got their present-day name, and how they developed a great and deep hatred for the Jewish people. That's what David James and I will be talking about right here today on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This is going to be an interesting program. I want you to keep the dial set. But also, let me remind you that a key location for you to have bookmarked on your electronic equipment would be my website, prophecytoday.com. The banner over the website says, "Looking at current events in light of biblical prophecy." You can go on a daily basis to the website. You can find the 10 top news stories that have a relationship with the prophetic scenario of God's Word. Let me encourage you to bookmark my website, prophecytoday.com. And David, I understand it's about 5 a.m. in the morning there?
Yeah, that's right. And, I'm glad for the opportunity to be with you, Jimmy. But I have to tell you that being 13 hours ahead of you does make it a bit tougher to connect. If I could do just a moment of promo for Word of Life here in the Philippines, between their two permanent locations and other satellite camps, they host between 30 and 40,000 campers every year, if you can believe that. And they also have this 1 to 3 year Bible Institute in English. So if churches would like to get connected, or if anyone would like to study the Word of God and be a short-term missionary at the same time, this is definitely a place to check out. And they can find the website with just a quick internet search for Word of Life Philippines.
Now, there are young people that come from the United States that go to the Philippines to, in fact, do all of their Bible Institute work, are there not?
Yes, they can do all of it here, and then they can continue even into an internship even after the third year if they stay for that long.
You know, as you know, the world's been carefully watching what has been happening between the United States and Iran. And, of course, I've been talking about it, these developments with our broadcast partners on today's program. What thoughts can you bring to the table on that?
Well, yeah, I've been watching the situation from here as well. Unfortunately, I've got good internet access, even though the ministry itself is in the middle of a third world area. But it's still been a bit tricky to watch everything from U.S. news sources because of the time difference. For example, late Wednesday morning here, I was talking with the ministry director between classes, and it was then that he told me that Iran had hit those U.S. bases in Iraq. But it wasn't until I got up at 4 o'clock the next morning that I saw what the administration's response was. And I would say that just to give our listeners just a bit of insight into how we prepare for our weekly discussion, we were originally planning on discussing the split in the United Methodist Church over LGBT issues, unless something bigger and more important hit the news, and then, of course, the Iran story literally blew up. So maybe we'll cover that other story next week, but this week we decided it was more important to keep the focus on Iran, both in history and what's still ahead as we think about the end time scenario.
You know, we try to be cutting edge here on the broadcast, and our conversations each and every week are key in that format as well. Maybe we could start by talking about where the name Iran comes from, since in the Bible, the name of the region is translated Persia. And we still have the name Persian Gulf on our maps, for example.
That's a great question, and the answer will probably surprise a lot of people like it did me when I first researched it. Iran's official name was Persia in the Western world until 1935, and it was also the name of the region that's much larger than the modern country of Iran. And what happened in 1935 was that the Iranian ambassador to Germany had come under the influence of the Nazis, who, of course, were advancing the idea of the superiority of the Aryan race. And among other things, they were using this as an excuse to try to exterminate the Jewish people. So because of this influence by the Nazis, the Iranian government told other countries to refer to it as Iran, or, and this is what I didn't understand, or the land of the Aryans, because that's the name of the country in the Persian language. So the linguistic and ethnic history behind the term Aryan and the Aryan race is too complicated for us to get into today, but that's where the name Iran comes from Aryan. A couple of other things to keep in mind is that on the one hand, Persians are the largest ethnic group that is mostly inside today's country of Iran. But on the other hand, when we think of the biblical Persian Empire, which was first established by Cyrus the Great in the 500s BC, that was far larger than today's Iran, and it stretched all the way from northwest India to Greece, and then south through Egypt to even as far as Ethiopia.
You know, that's very interesting information. That's information I did not know of as well. And that's good to have in my computer bank in the brain. So when I'm speaking on the issue, I can bring that up. Thank you for that research, David. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21 tells us that God both puts world leaders into place and takes them out. And you just mentioned that Cyrus the Great established the Persian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, who defeated the Babylonian Empire. What do we know from Scripture concerning how God used Cyrus the Great?
Well, in Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, we read that it was in the first year of Cyrus the Great that the Lord stirred up his heart and commanded him to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, that, quote-unquote, the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Now, Jeremiah's prophecies in both chapters 25 and 29 don't mention Cyrus by name, but what Jeremiah does talk about is how long Israel's judgment through the Babylonians would be, which was 70 years. Now, amazingly, Isaiah actually does mention Cyrus by name, and that's something that's very rare in biblical prophecy, that you have a specific name like that. So in chapters 44 and 45 of Isaiah, he specifically talks about Cyrus some 150 years before he even lived. And this is what Isaiah wrote. Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. So Cyrus the Great first defeated the empire of the Medes and absorbed it into the Persian Empire. Then in fulfillment of prophecies in Isaiah 13 and Jeremiah 51 and Daniel 5, this combined Medo-Persian Empire defeated the Babylonians. And it was this fall of the Babylonian Empire that set the stage for the Jewish exiles to return to their homeland in three waves. First, to rebuild the temple, then to restart the temple service, and then finally to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. It's an amazing set of prophecies.
It's a wonderful history that we all must be aware of. Spend some time studying those passages of Scripture that David just mentioned to us. Of course, we also know something about the Persian role in the history of the Jewish people because of the Book of Esther as well, where we also see the origin for one of the two feasts celebrated in Israel that are really not included or found in the law, the Torah.
That's exactly right. Now, Esther is an interesting book for several reasons, actually, and Persia's role is certainly one of them. Even though Esther is the only book of the Bible in which God is never mentioned, his sovereign care for his chosen people, Israel, is very clear throughout the book. Even when they were living in disobedience, the events of Esther take place really between the events of Ezra chapter 6 and 7, historically, which was sometime after about 485 BC in the Shushan province of what is southwestern Iran today. And in fact, there's still a city there of a similar name, and you can see the mound where the ancient city stood. And so what happened was that somehow an Amalekite by the name of Haman ended up in Shushan, and he was appointed to a powerful position by the Persian king Ahasuerus. Now, historically, most of our listeners probably know the Amalekites were mortal enemies of Jewish people. And so Haman took advantage of his position to try to wipe out the Jews who were still in Persia. And the fact is, the majority of them had not returned to Israel after the Babylonian Empire fell, which they were supposed to do. Then God used a young Jewish girl named Esther to providentially and sovereignly save her people from annihilation after she became the wife of the Persian king, because it was through her and her uncle that Haman's plot was uncovered. And since then, the Feast of Purim has been observed each spring to celebrate God's protection at that time.
Well, in the state of Israel, Purim is a very interesting time. It's similar to our Halloween. All the young people, the children especially, they dress up in the different characters of the Book of Esther. Some of them even take on the costume of Haman, which is probably really not a good thing for a Jewish young person to do. And it's a very, very interesting time that the Jewish people celebrate each and every year. I also wanted to pass along that the Amalekites come from Amalek. And you go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 36 and verse 12, you'll see that Amalek was a grandson of Esau. Very interesting connection there. Well, David, based on what we know from Scripture, God used Persia at least twice in history to provide deliverance to the Jewish people. So I guess it's really no wonder that we also read in the Scriptures about Satan's attempt to use Persia or Iran to try to destroy Israel in the future.
I would agree, Jimmy, and in fact, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on the program, even though I didn't talk about Iran by name. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, we read about an end times coalition mostly made up of what are now Islamic countries that has a complete destruction of Israel as its goal. In Ezekiel 38:8, for example, we read the following, which was spoken by God against the ruler of this nation to the north, the leader of this coalition. God says, "In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely." Now, this attack against Israel will likely take place after the peace treaty of Daniel 9 is implemented, put into place by the Antichrist, under the guise of protecting Israel from her enemies. And if we go back to verse 5, we see that Persia is among the nations that make up this Islamic coalition. Now today, Iran is a Shia Islamic nation, while the other nations are primarily Sunni. But if there's anything radical Shiites and Sunnis hate worse than each other, it's the United States and Israel. So they will join forces if it means wiping out the nation of Israel. Then moving to Ezekiel 39, verses 4 and 5, God says to the leader of this coalition, "You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops, and the people who are with you, you shall fall on the open field." So this is not going to end well for the armies of these nations.
Absolutely. They think they had a tough time with the elimination of Soleimani by the direction of President Trump. Just wait till Ezekiel 39 comes into play. And of course, the Antichrist will be along, but Jesus Christ will intercede to protect the Jewish people. David, I have to give you an A+. I mean, for a guy who can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and have all that knowledge and speak so distinctly to every question I would give to you, you're amazing, buddy. Thank you for your research and for the presentation this morning.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Jimmy. I'm always glad to be with you.
Very important report from David James. And as we think about the research David has done, he was able to help us understand how the nation of Iran changed their name from Persia to Iran, and that was done because of the influence of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. The Persian people, or the Iranians, also developed a hatred for the Jewish people from Adolf Hitler, who you remember hated the Jews and wanted to kill all of them. That hatred has driven the Iranians to want to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth, that their name be forgotten forever. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecies.